Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I'm doing my 2013 crystal ball predictions. In the previous segment, I did about half of them. I'm going to do the other 10 or so of my predictions for 2013. Next prediction, the unemployment rate, the U3 unemployment rate, which is the one you hear most of the time being reported, which is really a misleading number. But that number, the one you see the most often, will remain above 7%. Unemployment is very stubborn, very entrenched, very chronic in America right now for a number of reasons, of which I've talked about a little bit today and have been in the past and will continue to talk about. Next prediction, U.S. gross domestic product for 2013 will remain moribund, below 3%. Now, the reason I say moribund, you might say, well, 2.75, what's wrong with that? Well, you know what, folks? It's going to take more than 3% growth, at least 3%, if not more, for us to start growing our way out of our problems, growing our putting people back to work, buying houses, and the U.S. being back on any kind of a growth trajectory. Right now, we're not even in a good recovery trajectory right now, and we're not going to be. 2013 is not going to change that. I'm sad to tell you that, but that's what I believe is going to happen. Next prediction. For the first time in history, the national debt will exceed gross domestic product, putting the U.S. on a short list, a short but ignominious list that includes Greece. Ladies and gentlemen, the United States of America is about to join Greece on a list of the countries, a short list of the countries that have more debt than their production. Imagine your business owing more money than you have in sales. Now, how healthy would your business be if that were the case? Next prediction. The U.S. credit rating will be reduced for the second time in history, in the history of our country, during the Obama presidency. Both of those, the last time, which was a year and a half ago, and the next time, which I believe will happen this year, will be during the Obama presidency. That's not good for his legacy, I'll tell you that. Next prediction. State insurance exchanges, which are the structural platforms for getting Obamacare going. If Obamacare works, they've got to have these state insurance exchanges working, whether the government runs it or the state runs it or it's a partnership between the two. Those aren't going so well. And I'm predicting that they will not be ready for the 2014 launch of Obamacare. Obamacare comes in full force in 2014, and the state exchanges will not be ready. Next prediction. The 2014 Obamacare guaranteed issue mandate. Insurance companies will not be able to deny you insurance because of pre-existing conditions. That's a mandate. That one thing is going to artificially cause increases in your 2013 health insurance premiums. They've already been going up, but they're going to go up again in 2013, this year, because of the guaranteed issue mandate that's going to be in effect next year. Look for that. I'm afraid to tell you, you're probably already seeing some of this. Next prediction. Israel will be under more regional pressure and able to count on less global support than ever in its modern history since 1947. My friends, Israel is... this is not a good time to be an Israeli, unfortunately, and for that country. I'm really worried about Israel, part of which is because of the next prediction. While feckless and fecklesser, the United States and the United Nations, while feckless and fecklesser watch, Iran will take the world across a nuclear Rubicon. I believe in 2013 that Iran will become a nuclear power. And I know you might be saying, well, aren't the Israelis going to take them out? Won't they bomb them like they did Iraq and like they did Syria? Won't the United States has promised to do whatever they had to do to prevent them from becoming a nuclear power? My friends, Iran's probably already become a nuclear power. And I don't think the Israelis will be able to bomb all the places and get to all the depths of their production of nuclear power. I think that ship has sailed. And when Iran becomes a nuclear power, my friends, the day that you learn that is the day that a Rubicon would have been crossed and a day that your life on planet Earth is going to get more complicated. I'm sorry to be the one to tell you that, but that's what's coming at us. And I believe it'll happen in 2013. I fear it will happen 2013. Next prediction, at a price too great, the Newtown tragedy will create a comprehensive national conversation on violence in our culture, not just more gun laws. Now, before you get too excited, I'm not weighing in on whether we should have more gun laws or not, but I am saying the conversation will include the overall violence in our culture, not just about guns. And my last prediction, Alabama will defeat Notre Dame in the BCS championship game in Miami next Monday. Alas, my friends, 2013 is shaking up to make us think of the Mel Brooks movie, High Anxiety. Just the title, not the comedy. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.